Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
We are the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's a punchy show this morning. I am Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan.
I'm in a good mood.
I know. You are fresh off your flight, though, from the West Coast. So
yeah, I got to give a shout out to Hank, who is a big listener and was one of our pilots and came and saw me. He was there to and back, came and saw me before we took off Saturday.
Nice.
And then I saw him when I got off. And then a Monica, one of our flight attendants, who brought me a blanket and a pillow.
That's so sweet.
Now, you felt special. But they do that to everybody.
No, they didn't, because you know why? Because Arch had to ask for his. He's like, where's my blanket at? I was like, yeah. Yeah, you don't get one.
It was Hank and Monica?
Hank was our pilot. Yeah, okay. One of our pilots. But Monica is one of our flights. She's been our flight attendant since before I've ever been on there. And she was a flight attendant when Mike was on there. She's the best. She's the creme de la creme.
Well, thanks to both of you for taking care of our Bo. Heads up, we are going to have Dave Archer joining us early today, straight off the flight as well from last night's game. He's going to join us right at 7 o'clock. Moving on to college football, sorry Lane, Georgia beat Ole Miss 43-35 and handed the Rebels their first loss of the season.
I can't say enough about Georgia's offense in this one. And I know that people are going to focus on the defense because the defense did struggle. They have struggled mightily throughout most of the season, but the second half adjustments for Kirby Smart and Glenn Schumann have been spot on most of the year. And I thought Mike Bobo had his best day, and I think Gunnar Stockton played lights out. It was impressive to watch that offense go to work.
That game turned on a dime in the fourth quarter. And, I mean, Trinidad Chambliss has had his way. I mean, Lane Kiffin had his way with that defense. And all of a sudden, they hit him. And it was like his clock sped up to where he was just like, it was like he was playing on rookie mode.
Yeah.
And from that drive on, he decided he was going to play it like
his
veteran.
His controller started vibrating.
And he just looked like a shell of the guy that had played the entire game. And that's a credit to Kirby. That's a credit to Schumann. That's a credit to the players on the field defensively. You're right. Gunnar Stockton and that offense, just the train kept a rolling. That's a really big win, man. Like I think that in this era, with how many players they lost two first round picks that should have been on the both on the field last night. Jalen Walker's obviously out, that have played decently this year. They lose players every year. They lose players to the portal. Their depth is their secondary. I'm sorry, that Georgia secondary. Rusty and I can debate this, but they're not very good. They are not very good, and somehow they're still finding ways to mask that deficiency and win.
Yeah, I just, like I said, I think that a lot of the focus on the defense, it should be also on the offense and how well they played. Gunnar Stockton he's a dude. He's easy to pull for as well.
I want to say kudos to my cohorts here, because Mike and Bo called it from the beginning. Georgia Tech is legit this year. They beat Duke 27-18, are up 7-0 for the first time since 1966.
I'm going to be real with you. I thought this was the one that I was looking at for them, and Duke was favored. Duke was a favored team in this matchup. Duke, I think they finished at a 2-point or 2.5-point favorite in this game at Duke, at Wallace-Wade Stadium. Georgia Tech absolutely went out and handled freaking business. Like, this game was not, you know, I know that they were tied at halftime, but this game is, to me, this was always Georgia Tech's game, and they closed hard.
Georgia Tech scored 20 straight points to go up 27-7. And in fact, at one point, 27-10, I should say, at one point, Haynes King's going in to score a touchdown that helped me on underdog. And he turns to the sideline and was like,
yeah, that was crazy, right? Like, in real time, like, should I go down? Oh, God, I can't stop.
Yeah, and I was like, yes, because I screamed on the plane, how about that cover? Because I had him a touchdown in underdog. As much credit as you want to give the defense of – or we give defense of Georgia turning that game around in the fourth quarter, and the offense, dude, Haynes King in that offense was completely shut down the first. Manny Diaz came out with a great game plan. And then all of a sudden, they got it rolling. And that is – I'm sorry, but these noon games are brutal when you're on the road, especially at a place like Duke that they're a good team and it's a three-quarter full stadium. And the atmosphere is not quite what you know, it's different when it's Tuscaloosa or Athens and it is just packed house and there's an environment. That was like playing Charlotte. That was like playing the Panthers on the road.
Dude,
there's not much environment. It's tough. These are the games they have not won, Mike, under, and now Brent Key has figured out how to win them.
Completely agree. Completely agree. These are the times they have had hiccups in years past. And I had this exact conversation about location and game time yesterday because Bama's going on the road this weekend to play at South Carolina, one of those noon games. And I was like, that is going to be very hard coming off four ranked games to play a South Carolina team that has been so bad this season. It feels very similar as far as the location inside of that game. But I'm with you, man. Hats off to Georgia Tech. I know that Mensah kind of had his way at time offensively, but they were able to hold Duke off of the scoreboard a lot in that game, and that's why it got lopsided.
Well, and the Florida Gators have finally made the long-awaited move to part ways with their head coach, Billy Napier, after 3-4 start. Apparently, the Gators owe Billy more than $21 million after firing him.
It's like an immediate 9.5, I think. He does not have a clause like Franklin does where he has to look for work, although Napier's a young guy. He's going to be back coaching. I wish it would have worked out. I really, really wanted him to work out there. I got a text Friday night from someone that kind of has a little bit of, you know, kind of where they're headed and said they are going to go hard for Kiffin. I'm good. I think Lane Kiffin has some wins. Look, Lane Kiffin has beat top 10 teams. I think that if they go with the Lane Kiffin thing, they need to make a promise to themselves. And I say they, I'm talking about the boosters and the alumni that are really throwing money into the program. And they're going to give them 4 years and stop overreacting and allowing it to. I'm so sick and damn tired of fan bases that they'll put a statue up 1 week and the next week they're wanting to burn his house down. I mean, we got to stop with this stuff. Like, we've got to stop with firing coaches because that's how programs go in the dumpster, and that's what Florida's been since Urban Meyer walked out the door.
I was going to say, I'm very curious to see kind of where they go with this Lane Kiffin thing, and I know that all coaches are not created equal in the, you know, systems they come from and their background and everything else, but it seems like they've gone a couple of different routes with the last, was it four since Urban? You know, you hired the hot coordinator in Will Muschamp, the defensive guy, the gritty guy, and then, you know, you go off that, you hire Jim McElwain, who could, you know, hopefully straighten out the offense after Will Muschamp had made it look, you know, the offense looked terrible. And then Jim McElwain didn't do enough, and it's, you know, it's Mullen, and Min Mullen doesn't want to recruit, so it's Napier. It just, like, I'm with you. If Lane's the guy, then Lane's the guy. Well, go get Lane Kiffin. I'm curious the route they're going because – it just feels like, you know, they kind of keep repeating themselves.
Here's Lane Kiffin. 2020 was a weird year because it's COVID and he only got 10 games. It was 5-5. It was also his first year there. But then 10-3, 8-5, 11-2, 10-3. That's what that you if you get back to there, I think it's fine. The what got Billy Napier fired this year, if you want to ask me, was the fact that he had a championship level type defense that they couldn't score points. You have this huge, all these recruits. Dallas Wilson might be one of the best receivers in college football, and you can't find ways to get him the ball. The offense, which is his, and he refused to give up play calling. Refused. And Billy Gonzalez is going to be the interim wide receiver coach. Mike, I think you are familiar with that name. Billy Gonzalez was a big recruiter when Urban Meyer was there, and those national championship teams was there, I believe, a little bit with Muschamp. He's been around that program for quite a while. He'll be the interim, and I would like to think, no matter who the coach is, they might want Billy Gonzalez to stay around that program.
Well, got a big game coming up pretty soon, so that'll be interesting to watch.
Oh, they have a bye week. Can you think they can win? You think?
I meant both teams in 2 weeks.
It's Florida, Georgia. Trust me, I don't forget.
I think that you can make a lot of people feel good if you're able to pull that one off, but I don't see it. But it is what it is. We'll build up to it.
Well, I want to remind you that each Wednesday night you can join Damian Day-Day Lewis for Prep Sports Nation, a comprehensive look at the teams and athletes making news in high school sports across the state. It's all brought to you by Ingles. Low prices, love the savings. That's Prep Sports Nation Wednesday nights on Sports Radio 92.9.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
The game. So the Atlanta Falcons social media team, they're always doing creative things. And I love following it because I love the Falcons. And so they were asking the guys as they were getting on the plane to head out west how many unread text messages they have. A couple hundred here and there was really
couple
the answer.
Hundred.
Couple hundred. Until we get to Bijan Robinson.
350.
954.
That's too many to count.
We got 1,000. I got 200. Oh, only 430.
Got 3,600. I don't know where they came from, but it's been, you know, probably like 1,500 of those is probably like recruiting coaches from like back in high school.
Zero. I stay up to date.
Bijan's 3,000.
Bijan. Yeah. That's 3,000 unread emails or texts?
Text.
Yeah, we're just wired different, I guess. But we're wired different athletically, too.
What a great answer.
I mean, of course, Kirk is like, I have none unread. And Bijan's like, 3,600. Are you kidding
me? How do you function with that?
How does that even happen?
That's crazy.
That's probably got y'all notifications are silenced.
Yeah, but I see the badge and it bothers
me. Is he saying it's been that way since high school?
I think
you think it's the recruiters from high school.
Recruiters from high school. Yeah, so like 8 years?
Yeah, I tend to believe
that's
from high school.
That's insane.
I'm just shocked you still had the same number from high school.
Oh, I do. Yeah, I've had the same number my whole life.
Well, I know, but sometimes some players.
You're saying he's like a celebrity.
Well, sometimes their numbers get leaked, and you know you have to change the number.
Oh, yeah, that's fair.
It wasn't shot.
No, I don't know. Yeah.
So I wanted everyone, because I know none of us have that many unread text messages, but emails are a different story. I would love for everyone to pull up their email and see how many unread emails you have. I want to know who has the most.
Okay, I don't do that, though.
What
not
do you
at
mean
all.
You don't do
dude,
that?
Dude, I don't keep. I mark as read, like the whole
everything.
Thing.
Everything. Okay, so you're
I'll tell you what I tell you where I fall apart, though, on this. So the updated apps. I never update my apps. And I have like 100 apps on my phone.
Fair.
All the badge is always at like 102.
Yeah.
So you got to relearn how to use the app.
I
just got them automatic updates on the apps.
You know what I mean?
What about emails, Bo?
So I've got multiple email accounts on my phone.
Yep.
So my Yahoo account, which I barely use, it's really my fantasy football. I just signed up for fantasy football, has 646. My Gmail accounts combined have 1,512.
What about you, Dylan?
Oh, this is about to get embarrassing.
I don't know.
Across my two Gmail accounts, I have 24,798 unread.
I didn't even know they let you have that many.
And I have one Yahoo account, and I have 20,313
unread. Does the badge go up that high, like on the app?
Yeah.
Yeah,
your Gmail it goes up to 24,000.
Yeah, if you look at it right here, it's 24,798 for Gmail, for Yahoo, 20,313.
That's insane. There's I thought wrong I was going to have the most.
I will no longer send Dylan an email without a read receipt.
Bro, that's crazy. I didn't even know badges went up that high. I really didn't.
A lot of them are junk emails, a lot of, not important emails.
I'm the one that reports them as spam. I'm like, nah, man. I can't deal with this.
Remember you said you want to trade lives with Kirk Cousins? I'm seeing how that's happening. So my curiosity, Dylan, then, because I have 7,007 right now.
Okay.
But I know the number should be 7,003. Do you have a number that you know it should be at? And you're like, oh, there's like four more emails right now.
Oh, absolutely not.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I thought that was a good question. Yeah. Like he has a baseline that he has to stick to.
Goodness. All right.
No baseline. I do go through my email, obviously, and I, look at the important ones that I need to read and actually respond to. And the other ones, someday, I'll just clean it out. And whenever day that happens, I'll let y'all know.
Dylan's our own little Bajan. How adorable.
That's crazy, man. That's nuts.
All right. Coming up. Falcons former QB Dave Archer, now analyst for the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network.
Analyst.
Is going to join us early. He is fresh off the plane from out west. He is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.